Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Talk Live, and the phones are open. You can join the show by dialing in here at 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. And here in the studio with you tonight, you've got Ian.
And Bonnie.
And Matt.
All right. There's lots to discuss. In fact, this ISIS, there's apparently ISIS is back in the news. I mean, I haven't heard ISIS in the news for years.
You know, it's weird. They're calling them IS now for some reason. I've seen that over and over again. Why were they? What's
Islamic
with the name
State?
Because
it was
Islamic
like,
State. Yeah, that must be it.
I forget what the other IS was supposed to stand for.
I can't remember now. Islamic State.
But these guys were like the big bads in the Middle East for a long time after the Taliban, right? So, like, the story, if I recall correctly, was the, you know, the Bush the second went into Afghanistan and Iraq and destroyed the status quo there, took the Taliban out of power, and the Taliban were holding down some of the worst characters. And so getting rid of the Taliban from power allowed the worst characters to rise to the top.
Yeah, they just screwed the jar off the top and let all the scumbags out, basically.
Yeah, and so, and they formed ISIS. The worst baddies formed ISIS. And then ISIS became the big boogeyman over there. And I remember there was some number of years where on Free Talk Live, we were actually playing the videos of the beheadings and such, and talking about them, because you could not
the beheadings that the federal government was allowing?
Well, no, I wouldn't. I mean, whether they were allowing them or not.
Stabilized Iraq.
Yeah, they were happening.
Or staging. I saw a few interesting photos of what looked like a sound stage.
They were surprisingly well produced, these videos, like very, very high production quality. Camera work is good, well cut, well edited. It was like almost like Hollywood kind of level production on some of these videos.
Well, also our military, well, the government's military, the U.S. government's military was beheading people or torturing people like under cloaks and electrocuting them and stuff. So it's hard to be exactly sure who you're talking about when you're saying baddies doing beheading.
It really just sounds like terrorists and terrorists fighting each other.
Oh, definitely. I mean, as long as you're willing to describe the government gang as terrorists.
I am willing.
And I think that is an accurate term. All you have to do is look up the definition of terrorism, and you'll find that it basically, I don't have it in front of me, but basically it means the use of violence or the threat of violence in order to achieve a political end.
I mean, that's what they did at our house on March 16th, 2021.
That's all they ever do.
Yep.
That's their only job.
Because remember, the threat of violence. That, what you're talking about at our house was actual use of violence. You're talking about the Crypto 6 raids last year. That was actual violence. That was actual destruction of property. But they also have the threat of violence. And that's usually enough, right? Usually the threat of violence is enough to get people to file taxes. It's enough to get people to obey business regulations and things like that. But it is terrorism because people understand that at some level, men with guns are going to show up.
100%.
And they are going to ruin your life.
It's the only reason that anyone pays any taxes.
There are some true believers. There's a handful of them out there.
Do you think it's because they want to or because they're... Do you think if the IRS ceased to exist tomorrow and all the IRS's cops had to go get real jobs, do you think those true believers would continue to pay the level? Because most of the people that I've seen who are all about, I'm American and I pay my taxes gladly, I don't know what your problem is, I find them all to be upper middle class dirtballs.
Well, the ones that I've encountered are definitely like leftist people.
Yep.
And
for sure.
Maybe they would, maybe they wouldn't. I'm just going to go ahead and say there's probably somebody out there who would voluntarily cut a check to the federal government.
You know, I might even, if they made it voluntary, I might
wouldn't
even be willing to.
Not if they're killing people.
I might send them $5 just as like a token gesture. That's not enough to kill anybody. They spend thousands of dollars on a toilet seat or whatever. You know, $100,000 pack of pencils. You know, $5 isn't going to get them very far to killing people. So
$100,000 pizza party.
So to go back to ISIS, they were the big bad for a number of years under Obama. I think it was primarily under Obama. And we covered, you know, how horrific some of these, I mean, these killings were absolutely disgusting. And some people said, oh, no, those are fake. And maybe there were some that were. Of course, it's very, very hard to tell. But some of it, there's no way it was fake. Some of those videos were very, very real and very disturbing and disgusting.
I don't watch any of them.
Me either. I was just going to ask, why would you watch them?
Because they didn't want us to. Because the mainstream media would not cover it. The mainstream media would only say that the video existed.
Well, yeah, because they're not going to play it on Fox News at 9 a.m.
But they wouldn't link to it, and you had to really look. You had to really.
It's horrible for people to see things like that.
I agree with you. It is absolutely horrible to see things like that.
So why do it to yourself?
Because I wanted to see what it was. I wanted to see if it was real.
They could fake that stuff? You don't think that could be pure Hollywood production?
Like I said, there were some theories that suggested that they were fake. And there were a couple of instances where I thought, okay, well, there was one in particular where they kept cutting away, which was unusual. Like, the knife blade would go up to the person's throat, and they'd cut away. And then you'd see, like, the aftermath of it.
Can you cut away with the camera?
Yeah, the editing would cut away. The camera wouldn't pan away, but the edit, there would be a cut there.
That's weird.
Is what's called. So they purposefully weren't showing the gore in that particular video. But others were very graphic, and there's like no doubt in my mind that those were absolutely real.
Making a faker really proud right now.
Maybe so. one of them was like a whole crew of airmen or something like that, that were all, their heads were severed at the exact same time. It was quite a display. There was another one where a guy was set on fire inside like a cage.
Ouch.
And that was pretty brutal. And, I mean, some of it I did look away when it came to actually like watching it, quote unquote. But I wanted to see what they didn't want us to see. So I could judge for myself. I wasn't just going to rely on the mainstream media deciding, oh, this is a real thing. Here's what we saw. I didn't want to just rely on somebody else's opinion. In the same way that I don't want to rely on the mainstream media covering COVID, or I don't want to rely on the mainstream media covering the trucker convoy in Canada right now. I wanted to rely on myself. And since no one was actually linking to these videos, I wanted to play it and listen to what they were saying.
Did you play them on the air?
Yeah. We played the actual videos on the air. Some of them had English, right? So they had, there was this guy that they had, what was his name? John somebody. They had captured this photojournalist at one point, and he's never turned up dead since then. At least not the last time I looked him up, for a while, I could remember what his name was, and I'm sure I'll look for it, and I'll pull it up again. But they captured this photojournalist, and they turned him into their spokesman. And it was really interesting, because they would, like, initially they had him behind a desk and in an orange jumpsuit, and he would just kind of give the propaganda from their side of things.
I kind of remember that.
Yeah. And then they actually like, let him out into the streets with a camera crew, and he'd walk you around and tour you around of like these bombed out husks of buildings and just kind of explain, you know, from their propaganda, their perspective, what things were like there on the ground. It was absolutely fascinating. And it was stuff that you could not find in the mainstream media. Mainstream media would only mention that these videos existed. That you could never actually, they would never link
to censorship.
Yeah, so we had to look and look and look. We had to go to like obscure, crazy, you know, weird websites to finally uncover some of these videos. And then ISIS just kind of went completely off the radar. And now all of a sudden they're in the news again.
I think that they could fake a video like that even because, remember
like
in
what?
2018 when we were going to go to war with Syria possibly, and they were saying they're bombing their own people with gas, and they came out with videos of people, those turned out to be fake. Russia showed that those were fake.
Which video were you saying was
fake? It was like people walking down a whole city. Like, you would think that this would have had to have been filmed in Hollywood. Hmm. There was, like, a whole bunch of gas everywhere and people dying and babies crying on the ground dying and things like that.
There's more coming up. If you want to join us, 603-283.
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief with what's going on in the world. As we all know, global problems are having local consequences. Too many of them. And if the peanut butter really hits the fan, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Now's the time to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits will ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats government food lines hands down. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
If you love them enough to turn off your music and pretend like their music is your music.
Ah, this is Mommy's jam.
Then surely you'll check nhtsa.gov/the right seat to make sure they're in the right car seat.
Let's play it again.
Check today at nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ag Council.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Our Matrix server is about as free as internet chat can be. Join the existing rooms or create your own at chat.freetalklive.com.
It's Free Talk Live. Phones are open if you want to join us. I did look up, by the way, the name of the journalist that I could not recall. John Kent is his name. So,
spelled how?
C-A-N-T-L-I-E, like can't lie. interestingly named.
I know tons of people with that last name.
Interestingly named for a man who ultimately ended up as, you know, not at his own choice, being the premier English-speaking propaganda piece for ISIS. So we can come back to that discussion, because apparently ISIS is back in the news, and both of you guys independently decided, you know, you guys both wanted to talk about this story, so we're going to get into that. But first, I want to tell you about give.freetalklive.com. That'll take you over to the Give Directly website, which is a website that allows you to use Give Directly, the first nonprofit that allows you to give to people living in extreme poverty. They give these people cash, or what they call mobile money, which is the equivalent of cash over in Africa. Right now, Bemet, Khalifa counties in Kenya, we're raising money for people that are in dire need. They're extreme poverty. We're talking about people that have to walk for miles just to get water that they can actually drink. Give Directly has given over $400 million to over a million people in the last decade. So these people are helping folks with major positive changes like access to employment, nutrition, health, and education, and it lets the individual invest in what they need rather than allowing other people to decide for them. So if you support that and you want to give, please go to give.freetalklive.com. We will match your donations up to $30,000 in total. That's give.freetalklive.com. So Ian, Bonnie, and Matt in the studio here tonight. John Cantley was the man's name. And just a quick update, the latest, nothing has changed, apparently. We mentioned him a few years ago on the show, again, when the discussion, for whatever reason, came up. And I always think about John Cantley because he was just such a familiar face when it comes to what was happening there almost a decade ago. It's now been, I think it was 2012 when he was taken captive over there.
And what is the most recent story you've been able to find about him?
In 2019, there was an article in GQ magazine, which is a very detailed article about his kind of history in doing journalism over there and getting captured ultimately. And as the person who wrote that story did an update, actually just published yesterday, according to that guy, he says, all the evidence, as my GQ piece argued in 2019, suggests that Cantley died during the assault on the Islamic State in Mosul in northern Iraq in late 2016 or early 2017, possibly as the result of a coalition airstrike.
By who? Like?
The coalition.
Who's that?
The U.S., the British.
The good guys.
The Canadians. But the British government has argued as recently as 2019 that he may be alive. So there's no proof. They don't have a body, and if he died in airstrikes, he's probably not going to, you know, he's not going to find one. Anyway, that's not what you guys wanted to talk about tonight, just any discussion of ISIS and the sort of the history of it, and inevitably is going to lead to John Cantley, because he was just such a visible character in all of that, and the videos that he made, you know, that they made with him were very, very interesting. And you would not hear them played on mainstream media. And so, you know, we get the government's propaganda here. I wanted to hear what the propaganda was from ISIS. It's only fair.
We don't get other countries' propaganda that they send only to their countries, and it doesn't make me want to go watch their propaganda.
Well, actually, you can get that. If you want.
You can go RT. On satellite radio and RT, but it doesn't make me trust it anymore. I don't like any government
propaganda.
It
doesn't mean you have
propaganda.
To trust it.
You know,
it doesn't make me want to
go watch it either. Watch them kill people.
You know, one thing. Even as a young person, I was really oftentimes suspicious of. I think it was one of the first things that really made me suspicious of government is like they always show pictures of Adolf Hitler throwing up his hands and screaming and or whatever you say, but it's in German, and you never found a translation for it. You know, all we were told is that he hates Jews, he killed a whole bunch of them, blah blah blah, and that's bad.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, well. Okay, that is bad. So, but what did he say? And I could never really find any trend. Nowadays, with the internet, you can. Right. And they would show you pictures of Pol Pot, like, smoking a cigarette in the jungle, and he was all bad. And then it was Osama bin Laden, you know, crouching down, shooting an AK-47 in the desert, and he's bad. And
right, but if you actually listen to what Osama bin Laden says,
that has never been made extremely available.
No, and there's a reason for it.
Yeah.
The reason is because he calls out the American government as a bunch of hypocrites,
and actually speak some real, like, truth.
What about Uncle Ted? We're told Ted Kaczynski, the Unabomber, was this crazy wacko that was sending bombs to people. Well enough, but he wrote a manifesto. Mm-hmm. Be afraid of anyone who writes a manifesto.
But who's read it?
Go back and read that manifesto these mm-hmm. days. Whoa. Crystal ball.
But the all the people you guys are mentioning, they all also use violence against people. I just would rather ignore all governments and Ted Kaczynski's.
Sure.
No doubt.
I think everybody's on the same page with that. I totally agree with that. Well said, actually. But if you read the Unabomber Manifesto, which we were all so, like, we were told, it's bad. Don't even look at it. You know, they printed it in the New York Times.
It was pretty freedom-oriented, wasn't it? I have not read it personally, but I've heard clips.
And there was a lot of warning in it as, you know, about, like he said, he had a crystal ball. Mm-hmm. Like, if you read what he said was going to happen, it's basically every word of it has already happened.
Wow. Mm-hmm.
So it's kind of crazy.
Yeah. I mean, Bonnie, I wouldn't blame someone for wanting to avoid all government-related things entirely. That's what the average person does, and they stick with their own life, and they focus on their life, and they take care of their kids, and mm-hmm. they go to work, and they get the bills paid, and they, you know, watch their favorite television shows when they get home, and they crack open a beer.
Yeah, I'm not the average person. The average person does that, and then goes, all right, the federal government's bombing the bad guys, I got it, and without paying mm-hmm. attention, I just would rather not support any of them.
Yeah, no, I don't, I'm not saying it's not support to get the other side's opinion.
Yeah, and I don't think it's enough to be anti-war. I think you have to go further and try to understand the conflict. Like, mm-hmm. what is that guy's problem? And I'm not saying that to be offensive. I'm saying that because I want to understand that guy's problem.
Right.
Like, what is he on about? What's his big deal?
I wish it was easier to talk to just, like, the people of the whole country. Like, I want to know what the Russians on the ground are thinking, but how would I do that?
You mean over in the Ukraine?
Or the Ukrainian
situation?
Right now.
Well, you saw there was, like, a Ukrainian YouTube channel that you found.
Yes, I've been watching, like, real-life Ukrainians, but they don't talk about that.
They don't talk about the issues. So, but it is important, in my opinion, if you're going to be on the radio and you're going to be talking about these issues, to seek out the other side of it. And at the very least, see what they have to say. So, anyway, what's the latest, you guys? Both of y'all brought this ISIS story in. Why are they back in the news? What does Joe Biden have to do with ISIS now?
So, I only brought this up for you, and I'm going to sound like, you know, you guys are going to see a pattern developing with me as far as how much I believe things are actually happening, whether it's beheadings in the Middle East or, you know, I think 99% of it's Hollywood-made propaganda. But on CNN Politics, I found a story from today. Tense moments in Situation Room as Biden oversaw raid on ISIS leader that was months in the making.
Mm.
Joe Biden can't oversee his own bathroom breaks.
There are rumors that he wears a diaper.
I would imagine he does. So, like, how true is what we're reading at all?
Well, I want to know more about it. Where was this raid? Was it in Iraq, Afghanistan, Syria? Where are these guys based out of now? What's the detail? You know, are they once again whipping up ISIS as the new old boogeyman? So definitely want to get the details on it. And your calls and thoughts are welcome. 603-283-6160.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg. there are more than 5,000 flight cancellations so far today due to the winter storm blasting parts of the United States. Texas, one of the trouble spots, with both Dallas airports among the leaders. Other cities, including Chicago, St. Louis, and Denver, are dealing with a bunch of cancellations. This, as central Alabama may have been hit with some tornadoes. There are reports of some twisters touching down in Birmingham, but there are no reports of any injuries. Crude oil prices are skyrocketing. On Thursday, oil prices reached over $90 a barrel for the first time since 2014. In December, a barrel went for around $65.50. The increase has also been resulting in higher gas prices across the country. More news at USARadio.com. This is USA Radio News. President Biden is cheering a counterterrorism operation that killed an ISIS leader.
Talking from the Roosevelt Room, President Biden talks on the removal of an ISIS leader in Syria overnight.
Operating on my orders, the United States military forces successfully removed a major terrorist threat to the world, the global leader of ISIS, known as Haji Abdullah. He took over as leader of ISIS in 2019 after the United States counterterrorism operation killed al-Baghdadi. Since then, ISIS has directed terrorist operations targeting Americans, our allies and our partners, and countless civilians in the Middle East, Africa, and in South Asia.
Haji Abdullah took his own life and people in his home with a suicide explosion. From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
Jobless claims are down. The Labor Department saying 238,000 first-time claims for unemployment were filed last week. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Young, Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
We still do email. Drop your email address in the entry box at freetalklive.com, and you'll be kept in the loop with Free Talk Live.
You can bring up anything you want here. The number is 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. In the studio tonight, it's Ian.
It's Bonnie.
And Matt.
By the way, I want to say thank you to Jonathan. He is a supporter of the Free Talk Live Amps Patreon. Jonathan is silver level, which means he's contributing at least $5 a month to Amps, which you can do over at amps.freetalklive.com. They'll take you right to our Patreon now with over 70 people supporting it. So thank you to the dozens who've made the switch, because we used to have the thing called the AMP program, but unfortunately our credit card provider decided they didn't want to do business with us anymore after more than a decade of no issues whatsoever. All of a sudden they canceled our account. And maybe the FBI had something to do with that.
A long arm in the law, sticking its hand in the wrong cookie jars.
Does it make you go, Well, anyway, we had to blow up the website as well at the same time because there's some technical issues. And so the old AMP program is gone. But some people haven't made the switch yet just because they had PayPal subscriptions, and those kind of just keep running until you cancel them. So appreciate the continued support from those numbers of people. But it would be great if you guys could make the switch over to Patreon when you get the chance. You get the extra perks, you like access to the AMP-only archives, which don't have the usual commercials that our normal podcast does. That's being served up through Patreon, so that's one of the things that you can't get anywhere else. So go to amps.freetalklive.com and do like Jonathan did and sign up for as little as $5 a month. AMPS amps.freetalklive.com. All right, so you guys both saw something in the news about ISIS. Apparently there was some sort of a strike that Biden was overseeing on the whatever the current ISIS supposed leader is. Of course, you know, they take one down and another one pops up right in his place.
Probably planned.
Yeah. But what is going on? What do we need to know?
Well, it was in Syria, and it was some, you know, some, I can't even say the names, but some hoopjack that's in charge of ISIS or whatever, who knows who he is. And
is he dead?
He's dead.
Okay.
Apparently, the house is in a shambles. It's a big cube-shaped, you know.
Because they always make a point of killing these guys rather than capturing them so they can actually speak out.
Right. But apparently the special forces, they sent in special forces instead of an airstrike. Because that was going to prevent major damage in case there were women and children around. So instead, they sent in special forces. And,
since when do they care about that?
Right. Well, I think like a dozen women and children were killed anyway.
Oh. Yeah.
But,
well, I'm sure they all look the same to the special forces.
Yeah. Well, if and, you know, we're supposed to feel sorry because there was the sight of a special forces helicopter having mechanical troubles on the ground and as the house exploded from the inside. So what they're saying is the guy they were pursuing
blew
did
himself
a suicide
up.
Thing and blew up the place.
Hmm.
And they were so excited to see, you know, tons of women and children running out of the main floor of the building unscathed and into the safe arms of the special forces.
Oh.
You know, it's all about heroism and so forth.
Hmm.
And, you know, and CNN makes it a point to say that our president in the Situation Room, jacketless, looking on.
Oh, my God.
Jacketless. I'm like, oh, my God. Come on.
My goodness.
Come on. The guy, like, he literally just took a dump in his drawers, you know, 3 minutes ago. He can't control.
Needs to air out.
They're trying to make it look like he's, you know, all serious about this.
This is not.
In
Joe
control.
Biden has got to be one of the biggest cowards that the United States has ever.
Sure.
Ever produced.
Well, I mean, politicians, by their definition, tend to be cowards.
Absolute cowards.
Yeah.
Those FBI guys, absolute cowards. You know, they brought 30 of them.
At least. 30,
at least. Cowards. Unbelievable. Low-life cowards. And they run the show, folks. They run your life, and you pay them.
Okay, so there was a raid on this guy. Biden was overseeing it. What do we need to know about this? Like, why is this in the news? Is it just to pump up Biden as this, you know, great leader against ISIS?
You know, CNN, I'm going to read you the paragraph right here. This is the paragraph I was just talking about. And you tell me, it almost sounds so on display that it seems like they're almost taking a shot at Biden in a way. Like after those, they're talking about the missions from Donald Trump and, you know, Obama before him and so forth. Like after those missions, the White House has capitalized on the moment. They quickly released a photograph of a jacketless president in the Situation Room staring intently ahead as the raid unfolded. Biden emerged mid-morning to deliver a brief statement about the mission from the White House Roosevelt Room. This operation is a testament to America's reach and capability to take out terrorist threats no matter where they try to hide anywhere in the world.
Oh, you know he didn't say it like that. It was more rambling than
He said, issuing a message to terrorists who are still at large, we will come after you and find you.
Typical tough talk.
He's so brave, and I doubt he said that because he can't think.
He didn't write it.
There's
somebody
no way.
Else wrote it
There's
for
no
him.
Way.
It's your standard tough talk government line of we're going to go get the terrorists. And so the war on terror is still going after 2 whole decades now.
I never thought it would be. I mean, I remember playing Counter-Strike 1 and having the acronym for the war against terror as my player name.
Twat.
Yes. and that was, you know, Counter-Strike, the original Counter-Strike in Team Fortress.
Wow.
So that was a long time ago.
Yeah.
And here I am playing the best of the best, you know, Call of Duty, and we're still
same old, same old.
Can we keep our wars to the video games, please?
Yeah, that'd be nice. Okay, but, I mean, was there anything else said about this that we should know?
I don't think
so. Like, are they trying to pump up ISIS as... Ooh, they're taking over Syria, or like, you know, normally we're told to worry because ISIS is spreading, and the U.S. military needs to go in and needs to stop the spread.
Yeah, I really can't tell. It's like, I'm not sure what...
2 weeks to stop ISIS spreading.
We'll just social distance ISIS. And which is true. That'll work. If you just stay away from them, they'll go away.
Well, certainly they wouldn't be a problem for the United States if they would just pull the United States troops out and bring them home.
They'd probably be a lot less of a problem. They wouldn't have grown so much in the last 20 years if we just stayed out of it to begin with. I'm sure we've given them plenty of weapons.
Well, that's definitely true. I mean, because remember, the Taliban picked up like billions of dollars worth of weapons when the U.S. left Afghanistan. Yeah. And you better believe some of that's going to make its way to ISIS.
Yeah, there's guys, Taliban fighters standing around in the latest, multi-cab.
Top gear.
Yeah, all cry precision and,
They got helicopters, man. They got helicopters out of that deal.
Yeah, the good stuff.
That's why I was saying that earlier about you watching the video and me saying that I wouldn't want to watch any propaganda from any government. I just think that they're all working together. Pretty sure Russia's not really against Biden. They're just together working to create wars that are internal. That's how they make money.
Well, I mean, certainly it does benefit them to have wars as far as their buddies benefit, as far as the military-industrial complex.
Yeah, war is the health of the state.
But at the same time, the people who seek power, I don't buy that they all like each other or that they all get along or are working together.
I don't think it's like Joe Biden and Putin that's actually in charge. Those are the puppets. Mm-hmm. The people behind the scenes are actually together. No one can just rule the whole world. They just have their own little sections, and they have continuous wars because it makes each country money, government money.
Mm-hmm. Well, the government can print money, so they don't have to. They don't make money off of the wars. They print money, and then their buddies in the industry get that money.
Yeah.
So their friends are making money. And I see what you're saying about whoever it is that's pulling the strings behind the scenes. But again, I just don't buy, just out of human nature being so competitive, I just don't buy that they're all working together or that they all like each other all get along. It doesn't jive with the way, humans are. So there's probably some Rothschild types in Europe, and then there's the equivalent of the Rothschild types, like the ultra elite, puppet master types that are in Asia, and there's probably those types of people in Africa, and there's probably different groups of them that do have disagreements and fights between one another. Whether it's it's hard to say.
I mean, we don't know. I guess there's no way to know, but one thing we do know is that the wars keep going, and they're not going anywhere towards peace on purpose.
Yeah, no, mafias don't do that.
That's true.
These are just mafias.
Exactly. The number here is 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. You can bring up whatever's on your mind, whether you want to comment on ISIS, or we're going to get into an update from last week with those gun accessories.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
February is Heart Month. Every year for the month of February, to show our appreciation to Extendivite's faithful customers, we have a sale. If you would like to try Extendivite, now is the time to get a few months ahead and really give Extendivite the time to show you how it works. Most of Extendivite's long-term customers wait for this sale to stock up. People and doctors tell us about the unbelievable improvements that they have experienced in their overall health, not just the heart. Extendivite wants you to experience the power of these herbs. Get a four-month supply for only $115 for either the capsules or tincture. Please take advantage of this once-per-year sale and get healthy for life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
You can stick it to the man and big tech. Join our FTL social mastodon at social.freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live phones are open. If you want to join the show, you can. The number is 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. A huge block of gold showed up at Central Park. We're talking about like $11 million worth of gold. 400 pounds of gold.
That's nuts.
And it's an art exhibit.
What?
We'll tell you about that on the way. That's coming up tonight. Ian, Bonnie, and Matt are in the studio here. And again, the number is 603-283-6160. But we're also going to talk about a different kind of art. And Matt, you've got a story about that. But first, I want to let you know about news.bitcoin.com. You want the latest news headlines about Bitcoin and Bitcoin Cash and cryptocurrency in general? Get on over to news.bitcoin.com. You will find them there every single day, updated. Very, very informative website. Lots of good info. Check it out at news.bitcoin.com. If you're brand new to crypto, however, get over to bitcoin.com and click Get Started at the top of the page, and you can learn the basics about cryptocurrency and Bitcoin Cash over at bitcoin.com. Just click Get Started. So, Matt, last week you had an interesting story about these lightning links, and I want you to re-describe for our listeners who might not have been listening at that time, what is a lightning link?
Okay, so what we were talking about last week was actually force reset triggers. Force reset triggers, the ATF, the force reset trigger is a trigger you can get for an AR-15 that basically forces your finger forward. So unlike a fully automatic weapon, which is a heavily controlled object by the federal government, a fully automatic weapon, you pull the trigger and hold it, and it keeps shooting.
Right.
With a forced reset trigger, it's not doing that. You pull the trigger, and the trigger forces your trigger finger forward, and then you're pulling on it still, so it acts a little bit differently. It's what would be called, we refer to that as a bump fire.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you can do the same thing by, you know, hooking your thumb through your belt loop with the in front of the trigger and just let the recoil bump the trigger on and off, on and off, on
it's
and
not
off.
Very accurate to fire
no,
that way.
Horrible.
Wait, I'm confused. Your belt loop, so you would have your finger through your belt loop and pulling your gun?
You hold your gun at your side, you take your thumb and you stick it through the trigger guard and hook your belt loop on the other side, and then you pull the gun forward and it goes bang, 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 bang. With your thumb, the back of your thumb bounces off the
trigger. But then you're shooting very wrong, like not up here.
Exactly.
Oh, yeah, it's just spraying bullets.
It's spraying bullets. It's goofing off. It's making, fast noise and it's fun.
You don't even need to use a belt loop. You can just pull the gun forward and keep your fingers steady.
If you're good enough at it, you can do it. There's another thing they banned, these things called bump stocks that serve the same exact purpose. Now there's this thing called a forced reset trigger. There's a couple companies that make them. The one that invented it, I believe, is Rare Breed. It's called Rare Breed Triggers. They're not cheap. They're like $400-$500.
Just a piece of metal.
Yeah, just for the trigger. So,
nuts.
I buy expensive triggers for my AR-15s. I buy Geisleys, and they're, $230. But they're real semi-automatic triggers. They're great triggers. These things are... It's a forced reset trigger, so it's keeping you in semi-auto, but it's forcing your finger forward as you're pulling against it, so it resets itself, and it shoots at a full auto rate, basically, but it's technically still a semi-automatic firearm.
It's a workaround.
There's nothing illegal. It's a workaround.
Mm-hmm. But the news last week was that the ATF was going to go ahead and raid.
Going after people, and you wanted me last week to report to us this week whether or not any raids had actually occurred. Yes. There's a large online weapons accessories dealer called Big Daddy Unlimited, and Big Daddy Unlimited had $6,000 worth of forced reset triggers confiscated this week. So
do they just have one location, like one warehouse?
Well, yeah, I think they just have the one warehouse.
So $6,000 is only like 10 of them.
Yeah, basically. It's probably what the inventory that they had on hand, right?
Wow.
So,
were they arrested or just confiscated?
They were confiscated.
Okay,
they're
so just, no charges
no,
yet?
No, Big Daddy Unlimited is like a Walmart of gun stuff, so it's a giant business. So it's not like, you're just going to go start making arrests on people. And they were obviously going to immediately comply and be very dutiful in their compliance. Because, once the word's on the street from the ATF, you can't just go sending those things to the mail and keep them on the website, add to cart,
Right.
So that would be weird. So, it would be great, but it would be not what most people would do who are in the business of selling firearms. Licenses tend to get pulled and things like that when you do that kind of thing against the your masters. So, but I also talked last week about how there used to be also these things called lightning links. And a lightning link was a little block of metal and a strap of, the best way to describe it would be like somewhere between a paperclip and a pop top from a soda can. And it would basically force reset the sear and inside the AR-15 when you're shooting it, making it legitimately full auto, so you could just keep your finger pulled back on the trigger and it would stay pulled back, not push forward on you, and you would have a full auto weapon. Those were sold in magazines for, $18 back in the day.
Right.
You could order, there's little stamped out pieces of metal. And what happened was they banned those and they declared...
Made it into a felony, right?
Yeah, they banned them. And they actually declared the lightning link itself a machine gun.
It's insane.
So, imagine someone declaring a paperclip a machine gun or a bent-up coat hanger a machine gun.
It's just crazy. It can make a gun semi-automatic, like you said, but it's not a machine gun. It's not a gun.
It takes a semi-automatic and makes it fire like an automatic.
And do a fully automatic. Yeah, right. The other way around. But yeah, you're right. It's ridiculous. It's not a gun. In New York State, they consider any magazine over 10 rounds to be a gun, an assault weapon.
Misusing the English language.
It's not English once it's in the
legalese.
Law. It's legalese,
and they
can define things however they want.
Right.
So that's a recap of what we talked about last week.
That's what we talked about last week. And to answer your question, yes, there was a major confiscation. They invaded Big Daddy Unlimited and told them to hand over all their FRTs, and they did. More has happened.
There's Lightning Link news.
There's Lightning Link news, specifically Lightning Link news, or... Not really, actually, in a way, because the fans of CRS Firearms on YouTube, if you're into guns, you've never been to CRS Firearms, it's basically a young weapons guy. He's a dealer. He's got an FFL03 or FFL01, and he'll do your transfer and sell you guns and whatever you want. Just he's got a little shop, side hustle, I think. And he's a great guy. He'll stand in front of his camera on YouTube and gripe about the law and the ATF and you know, all kinds of stuff. And he draws attention to himself. He's got a bunch of viewers. His name's Matt Hoover in real life. And he seems to be, for all intents and purposes, a great guy. Family man, young guy. And he was arrested this week.
Hmm.
Because apparently, about a year ago or so, he was selling these sheet metal cards about the size of, you know, maybe a little bigger than a credit card. And on the sheet metal cards were drawn pictures of lightning links. There was three on each card, back to back to back, like stacked on top of each other. If you were to take a Dremel tool and follow the dotted line, you would have a lightning link.
Which,
that's
according
ridiculous.
To the...
Anybody who Google images a picture of a lightning link could just figure it out themselves and Dremel it.
Sure could.
That's ridiculous that he got arrested for that.
I mean, one of my Facebook timeline covers is actually an AR-15 lower with an extra hole drilled in it, and it shows the size of the hole that needs to be drilled and the distance from the edge of the metal. And so, I mean, you could go print off my timeline cover and find out how to drill the third hole in an AR-15 lower to make it into an M16 lower, you know. But, yeah, so are they going to arrest me for, giving out pictures of... You know, I post it as my timeline cover, so therefore I'm...
That's just the thing.
Trafficking and...
If they do, yes. The answer is, Matt, yeah.
They could
arrest you for that.
And they're lunatics. They might.
If they can arrest him for this, they can certainly arrest you for that. And here's the thing. This is clearly a free speech issue.
Absolutely. That's a drawing.
This is a drawing. This is a plan. This is just like the 3D printing gun, like the 3D printed guns, right? The plans for the 3D printed guns.
The decoration on a... sheet metal.
Yeah, and so they've gone after Cody Wilson in Austin over being the guy behind Defense Distributed, which has for years now provided people with the tools and the schematics, the 3D schematics, to be able to print and to put together your own gun. But he's not selling people guns. He's just giving away information. In fact, I think he just gives it away. I don't think he even sells that stuff.
Wow.
He'll sell you the tool, the physical machine, the ghost gunner.
Well, the files are open source.
Right, the information he's just putting out there on the internet.
But maybe somehow that is the reason that Cody Wilson doesn't get arrested for putting out the pictures and this guy...
Well, no, they prosecuted him civilly. They haven't gone with criminal prosecutions. This is criminal in this particular case.
But maybe it's criminal because he's making money. Like, maybe that's what they're trying to say. I'm not saying it makes
sense. Well, I don't know. I haven't seen the charges yet. We can talk about that coming up here in a moment. But the point is, if this guy lawyers up, pays $60,000 or $100,000 or whatever for an attorney...
He's looking for $500,000 on GoFundMe. He's up to $122,000. So far,
I hope they don't take down his fundraiser. Like they're freezing the truckers out. By the way, that's another thing that's in the news.
Yeah.
So we'll talk more about this coming up in hour number two and what this all means. This is Free Talk.
No matter if supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow, and that most everything costs more these days, you still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news. Sunny Bay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now. Like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender scented hands-free neck wraps. Or maybe you need one of our smaller lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.